Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, welcome for a show that's for you and it's about you. Those of you that work so freaking hard for your money, you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 bazillion years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love with those you love doing what you love. But guys, so much more than just creating prosperity for yourself. It's about creating that ripple effect through the lives of others, because as you're blessed financially, you can bless the lives of others around you too. And guys, thank you so much for allowing me to create that ripple effect for you. Thank you for binging and sharing with others. And it's been so awesome to be able to see this show grow and see you guys take action and actually do this stuff. So thanks so much for being a part of that. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great, you know, blogs and other podcasts on there as well you can check out, as well as our YouTube channel, the Money Ripples with Chris Miles page. Be sure to check that out too. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, guys. So today I've got a special guy that, if anything, like this is somebody you guys probably want to have in your back pocket. Steve Trang here is a guy I've actually known through our mastermind group that we have. It's Collective Genius, which is like some of the best real estate investors in the country. And this guy just blows everybody out of the water with his breadth of knowledge, whether it's in business or in real estate. And it's just a guy I tremendously respect. I'll just let you know a little bit about it. He's a founder of the Real Estate Disruptors Movement that he's got going on. He's got a podcast. He's got over 10,000 followers, new members. So make sure you check that out too. He also has a sales training program, trains some of the top wholesalers, like the real estate wholesalers in the country. He's created the Offer Fast Homes app. He's also the only MLS for off-market wholesale properties with that app. His big legacy is really about creating 100 millionaires, and so kind of creating his own ripple effect. He's also got his own real estate brokerage. He's got like 100 agents. I mean, this guy seems like he does it all. So anyways, Steve, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me. And you speak so highly of me. I mean, I'm really just another guy, right? I'm an entrepreneur who just geeking out, nerding out. There's nothing special about me. I'm just doing what everyone else is doing. I've just had a lot more luck because I've screwed up more than most others have.
You're a scientist, right?
Yeah,
like absolutely. To perfect it and refine it. Yeah. Well, tell us more about your background. Like, I mean, what kept leading you down these paths to being where you are today, to be the Steve Trang of today?
You know, the thing about being an entrepreneur is there's no shortage of opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so you get people knocking on your door like, hey, we should do this, we should do that. And I was not disciplined initially. And I said yes to a lot of things.
Yeah.
And so I did fail at a lot of things. But at some point, the path kind of cleared, like the sea parted and like, uh-huh. It became more obvious what was the right thing to do. So I started saying no to more opportunities, and the opportunities that I was working on got better and more profitable and less time laborious due to saying no more often.
Mm-hmm. What's your real passion now?
Oh man, my passion is, there's two things right now. My passion is just helping and serving people, mm-hmm. just giving guidance and helping people get out of whatever's in their way. I'm not saying I'm a life coach or a psychiatrist, mm-hmm. but there are a lot of obstacles in running a business and owning a business or being an investor. And what excites me is helping someone have this aha moment and have a giant leap. I would say the first thing. The second thing is I'm totally geeking out on sales right now. I'm on I don't say a mission because that's the right word, but I am being purposeful and intentional in being the sales guy in the country, right? So I'm coming for Grant Cardone. I'm coming for Jordan Belfort. And mm-hmm. so I am just totally geeking out on sales right now.
Yeah. What is it you've discovered? Like, what are some common myths that maybe even like the Grant Cardones of the world and those guys are talking about, you're saying, you know what? I don't think so. Like, I think it's actually this instead. What have you discovered?
What I've learned is that sales is a teachable skill.
Yeah.
I thought it was an art form. I thought it was something that you were born with it, or if you're a great talker, that you'd be a great salesperson.
Yeah.
What we found is being a great talker actually hurts you as a salesperson. And we've learned that introverts are better salespeople actually in the long run than extroverts. But I would say that's the biggest thing. You don't have to be pushy. It worked really well in the low information age, pre-information age, pre-internet. Well, not even pre-internet, but I'd say maybe like pre-YouTube, right? Yeah. Where you could look up anything, pre-Google, right? Hard sales was very effective.
Yeah.
Today, man, people know more about you before they even meet you.
That's true.
So you can't be this hard pushy salesperson, because if you're a hard pushy salesperson, you might get this sale, but you're going to get a 1-star review and you're not getting any more sales.
That's true.
So you got to serve. That creates a huge advantage for those that are learning the actual skill of selling the right way today.
Yeah. And I've met a lot of business owners have been in business for years, and the sales scares the crap out of them. Like, they just, or they'll try to do something where they try to push away. They're like, no, I'm not salesy. I'm not that kind of person, you know, or whatever. And I'm a servant, you know, which I get, because like, I used to do the same thing like early on in my business career. But then I started to realize, like, wait a minute, these two can actually jive together. You could be a servant-minded person and actually sell more.
They work very well together if you learn the right way to serve and sell at the same time.
Right. It's got to be done that way.
Yep.
So what would you recommend for people? Like, if they're saying, I want to get on that path to learn something like that, what would you recommend?
Well, we got my book that came out a couple of weeks ago, Active Listening 2.0. Right. So we got my book, and then you can go to the books I learned from, Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. Can't Teach a Kid to Ride a Bike at a Seminar by David Sandler. And then that's really the only two books. I would say those are the only three books you really need. There are a lot of other sales books out there, but I try to cover all of it in my book.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your book. Like, what's the focus around that?
So it goes back to serving and listening. And, you know, you got all these guys that are trying to push a product. And if you got a product that's a commodity, then you got to be a pushy salesperson. But we don't sell commodities.
Yeah.
We sell something that solves someone's problem, something that's keeping them up at night, or, you know, they're not hitting their business goals, financial goals, personal goals, family goals, whatever. There's something that they're missing that they're striving for.
Yeah.
And our goal in active listening is try to help them discover what it is, that piece that they're missing, and then figuring out whether what we have to offer fits it. Right. So instead of saying, here's why you should buy my product because of A, B, C, and D, we're going to say, what is the problem you're trying to solve? We're going to help them discover it. And then once we help them discover it, we can say, okay, either A, in the perfect world, right? Okay, my product is perfect for this because it solves A, B, C, and D, right? Yeah. That's the perfect situation. But more often than not, it's like, look, I don't have all of it. You know, we can solve these two things. Maybe you need to go somewhere else, or maybe you need to buy our product and some other product because there is no cure-all for all your problems. But we can at least help you along the way. But it comes from a serving perspective versus a selling perspective. And I've got nothing against sales. I'm a sales trainer.
Yeah.
You got to sell. But you sell by serving. And actually, I learned this last week, is that the root word of sell, I can't remember if it's Greek or Latin or whatever, it means to serve.
Yeah. You serve to sell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's awesome. Or sell to serve. I guess it goes backwards too. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Well, that's a great point, because I noticed when people reached out to me, because I just stopped caring at some point, right?
And that's when you become unstoppable as a salesperson.
It's true. People are like, well, you just seem genuine. And I'm like, yeah, like, is this a good fit or not? And I don't want to work. I mean, and really any business owner should be thinking this way. You shouldn't want to work with people that you can't really serve. Because when I've done that, it's such a stress, because you're trying to be somebody you're not, or you're trying to do something that's outside your skill set or whatever. And you feel horrible. They end up not liking you and probably give you a bad review. And and it's just ridiculous. You don't want to
do that. And there's nothing more invigorating than firing a bad client.
Yeah.
So don't put yourself in that situation.
No, you definitely not. It's way more fun to serve people that want to be served, and it's a perfect matchup. So what are some like easy tip ways, like somebody could be a better listener to help connect that service mentality?
Yeah.
Or is it a psychology thing? Is it really a skill set, or is it more of a psychology?
It's a combination, but the biggest thing is to just shut up. You know, it's just, we don't talk as much in our selling process. We just ask a lot of questions. And, you know, there's the book question-based selling, and we're just asking a lot of questions. You know, someone, the perfect example would be like someone asks you how long you've been in the business. The natural answer is to just answer the question.
Yeah.
But what we'll do, what we train our mentees to do is, well, you know, we've been in business for 13 years, but I'm curious. You got to be asking that question for a reason. And they say, well, we just want to make sure a person we work with has the history of track record of success. Like, okay, perfect. You want to be comfortable with the guy you work with, that you know that they're competent. Like, yeah, okay, great. What would you need to see to feel comfortable knowing you're working with the right guy? And they'll tell you, I need to see reviews. Perfect. Send them reviews. I need to see testimonials. Perfect. Send them testimonials. I need to see all the transactions you've done. Perfect. Send them a list of transactions. But only they know what they need to see to feel comfortable. Right. So we'll just ask them, what do you need to see to feel comfortable? But that question was, how long have you been in the business? What? Not, how do I know you're the real deal? Right. So people will ask you questions that don't really, it's not what they really want to ask. I'll give you another example. I'm happily married for coming up on 14 years. Well, I'm coming up married for 14 years, happily married. First couple of years was a struggle. I was a lousy communicator. And so for me, I did this for the first, like, it must have been like 5 years. My wife says I don't have anything to wear. I'd walk into her closet, like, what about this? What about this? What about this? Now I know I have nothing to wear, which means, and you'll find out, well, we're going to this event. And like right now, green is in season. I don't have a green cocktail dress. Like whatever the combination is, she doesn't have that.
Yeah.
So it comes back to actively listening and understanding what they're trying to tell you versus just being literal, which as a male, we're very literal.
We're really good at that.
Yeah, and it's not a strong suit for selling.
It's sad that my wife and I just had the same conversation about my communication just 2 days ago. You know, same exact conversation of like, it's like, what's behind the question, right? What's the real meaning behind it? Like,
what are they trying to tell you? And it's our responsibility as a salesperson, as a business owner, to find out what someone's really trying to tell us, not just assuming we know what they meant by it.
Oh, yeah. My wife always tells me, she's like, the best question to ask her is, what do you mean by that? Versus just assuming or just jumping to a solution, right? It's like, well, what do you mean by that when you say that?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. We say, we ask, which means, can you tell me more about that?
Yeah.
You're telling me that right now because?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. See, guys, this is not just going to give you better sales, but at least keep you married. That's
keep
a good thing.
Keep you happily married.
Keep you happily married. That's awesome, man. Well, tell us another experience. Like somebody that's actually applied some of this as well. Like give us another experience of somebody who's taken your sales techniques, maybe they sucked in the beginning and then they were able to listen better and be able to get it working better in their business. How did that work out?
Yeah. So the other thing too is an important facet of our sales process is learning to ask questions like a doctor would. And so I'll give you this other example is if Chris Miles walks into his doctor's office today and says, Doc, I've got some back pain, looks at his watch and says, okay, well, can you be back in about 45 minutes? We're going to operate. Like, whoa, let's slow down, right? Let's just back it up just a second.
Yeah.
But that's what happens with a lot of salespeople is like, hey, I came in, I got the situation, perfect. And then they'll just sell you the whatever their product is.
Yeah.
When reality, what you want is to feel hurt. So you come in, it's like, my back hurts. Doctor's going to ask you, where does it hurt? Mm-hmm. How long has it been hurting? What have you tried to do about it? Did that work? What else have you tried? The last time you hurt yourself, what were you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like those are the kinds of questions that the doctor would ask you.
Yeah.
We ask the same exact questions. Oh, you're facing financial distress. Tell me more about that. What's going on? What caused the financial distress? What have you tried to do to fix it? Right. So we have the same line of questioning. And when you get that, you're going to get the other person to experience the pain that they're going through, but you're also going to really understand where they hurt.
Yeah.
Right. And it goes back to if you go and you ask a doctor, I got my back pain, they're going to operate. Do you feel like the doctor understands what's going on in Chris's world? Absolutely not. But once he starts asking questions, like, okay, that diagnosis makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it could have been the same exact diagnosis. Chris, we got to operate right now. Right? But because he asked you those questions, now you feel comfortable with his diagnosis.
That's right.
When you're selling a product, if you're not asking the questions to figure out what they need, then how could you possibly sell them the right product?
Good. That's gold. That's good stuff there. Man. Well, your book. Tell them your book and what's the best way they can find your book on,
it's
Amazon or wherever.
It's Active Listening 2.0. And no, I did not write 1.0. I just want people to, I guess the buzzword today is reimagine, right? So I want everyone to reimagine what active listening is. And it's on Amazon. So you just go to Amazon, Active Listening 2.0, or you can just look me up, Steve Trang, T-R-A-N-G.
Awesome. Great. Hey, everybody, like, go check that book out. Like, again, this is not just about being a hearer of the word, right? It's about being a doer as well. Although we are talking about actively listening, so you are going to be hearing stuff. But again, it's about hearing to do, right? It's hearing to serve and make that work. And so go check out that book. That's awesome book. And I think all of us need that, even if it's not just for business, even for our own personal life. That's something that's
for our marriage, for managing our employees,
for our kids, teenagers, right? I got three teenagers, and
for dealing with your cable company, for dealing with the hotel, for dealing with the airline when you're trying to get something that you need, when you're trying to get your flight rescheduled.
Oh, I don't want to listen to them.
It comes in handy in so many situations.
So many ways. Yep. Awesome stuff. Steve, thank you so much. That's been valuable. Everybody else, again, take action, because that's the way, one way your life actually can change, right? So take action. Go check out Steve's book. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.